and gentlemen, you're in for a treat because you're listening to the Dubland Podcast with Suzanne and PJ.
Shove your Dubland Podcast up your ear holes.
Episode...
Yes, back. Yes, 73, is it?
Episode 73. Don't forget to subscribe and to tell a friend and to tweet us wherever you listen to the podcast. Hashtag in your ear, send them to me. The week before last, I was very lax days about putting them up. but yeah, I have to. Oh, do you know what? I haven't got a chance to tell you about. But so, do you remember 2 weeks ago we were talking about the cupcake bloke?
Yes.
Who very kindly gave me cupcakes for
the
Susie's
flower
desk.
Cupcakes for your new website,
Yeah. So Susie with an I. Susie says, went live and I delivered all the cupcakes. So I had to go and collect them from the cupcake bloke. So obviously I talked about how amazing it was and paying a forward or whatever. Would you want to hear the real honesty of the story?
Yeah.
So I went and I was collecting them and Joey had them and we were ready to do a quick drop around town and to try and get the word out about the website and all that kind of thing. And I went to collect them and he came down and he was like, how are you? And I was like, fine. And I was like, look, thank you so much. It's like such an incredible thing to do. And he kind of laughed and I was like, what are you laughing at? And he went, he said, I actually got you mixed up with somebody else.
Oh, you're joking me.
And in my head, I went, if he looks for 400 quid for cupcakes, I am absolutely goosed right
and
now.
And did he?
No, he didn't.
He gave them to you anyway.
He gave them to me anyway. But I actually thought it was hilarious because I was delighted with myself going, now what a lovely thing to do. But
oh my God, yeah. Who do you think you were?
Somebody else called Suzanne Kane. So there's some imposter
there's
going
another
around.
One out there.
Yeah, some imposter
oh
going
my
around
God.
With my name. Yeah.
I actually feel sorry for the fella.
Yeah.
Great for you.
Oh, brilliant for me.
Very
but
good.
Then and then I had to do the whole, like, you know. If you want me to pay for them, like I will pay for. And he's like, no. Like I'll pay it forward, I'll pay it forward. And I was like, well, like it's thank you so much. Like it's such a look. Like I really like.
Oh, the poor fella. Yeah, talking about getting stung.
Yeah, so he got. Yeah, sake. But so there you go. So the cupcake bloke is indeed a legend.
Well, there you go. Fair play to cupcake bloke. We still appreciate you for doing our Susie a solid.
Yeah, exactly. And for being honest as well. But kind of funny. Yeah. But Susie says it's doing well. The website's doing well. And it turns out that like you sometimes speak sense.
Well, I've heard this. I'm not sure if I believe it or not, but I've heard
that
this.
Have notions has like literally taken legs. I'm thinking that if we do a podcast live, which we're going to do depending on PJ's schedule, have news, and you never know in the time week that we've recorded this, and because loads of stuff always happens, we could have news and we could have said what date we're going to do it. I'm thinking of selling t-shirts that they say have notions on them.
Have notions, yeah, I like that, yeah.
I think that should be our Dubland.
Our little motto. Our motto of the show.
Hashtag have notions. I think that should be it, yeah. So Susie says it's going well. I'm having notions.
Good.
And I'm enjoying them.
Yeah,
so
you
far,
see, you should
so
enjoy them. That's the thing. There's nothing wrong with a little bit of notions.
So far, so good with the notions. So, yeah. So there you go. So have notions, have a website, and thankfully don't have a bill to pay the cupcake bloke, so.
Yeah, anyway, that is good.
That's
Jesus.
Good.
And come here, what's this? You were saying you had some challenge or something. You were going to put something up or make me do something or something.
So here's the thing. So obviously Young Offenders is going to start filming. You go into rehearsals and stuff.
July, and August,
August.
And then September.
September, you're going to be on location.
Cork, yeah.
So, or whatever you call it in Cork. So I was like, there's going to be some time over the next couple of weeks where we're going to have to take a couple of weeks off because realistically you're not going to be around.
Yeah,
so we'll have to take a little bit of a break. But to fill that break, I was thinking that what we might do is come in and do a little bit of a recording so then we can release something every week. So obviously we're not going to be able to talk about current affairs as such that we do anyway. But, you know, it won't be totally up to date. So then Niall, one of our listeners, had kept sending me these tweets. And to be honest, I thought they were spam about monetizing and stuff. And I was like, don't know who you are and not really paying attention to it. But then he sent me an email last week. He's like, look, I've sent you a couple of tweets. He was like, about your website and whatever. And I was like, oh, hiya, now I understand what you're doing. I just thought you were like a robot, basically. So he was saying about being away and had an idea, which I actually think is a very, very good idea.
What is it then?
So, listeners of Dubland Podcast, he hasn't agreed to it, but let's just roll with it. So I think we should have PJ say. So hashtag have PJ say. So PJ will play the role of like the Dubland agony uncle, as it were. So I want you to tweet me or to email dublandpodcast@gmail.com any question whatsoever. Like absolutely anything whatsoever. If you think about getting a mortgage, maybe you think about getting a tattoo. Maybe you have relationship troubles. Maybe you want a total career life change. I don't know. Maybe you just want to talk about the guy or the girl or whatever that you're with or whatever it is. And then PJ will have his say on it. So we'll get PJ's say. So if you have something in your life that you'd like PJ to have an input on, hashtag have PJ say. Let's do that, and then I'll get loads of them together, and then PJ and I will come in and we'll do a big block recording, and I'll chop them all down, and then I'll put them out when PJ goes off to be a television star.
Right, yeah, I'm into that. Yeah, that what sounds a bit of fun, if nothing else. Yeah, I'm into that.
So, like, is there anything off limits?
No.
Do you think? Do you think we'll talk about? No, obviously, I'll probably chip in and try and, for legal reasons, rein PJ in. But I think anything is possible.
Yeah, no, anything at all. Yeah, I'm into that. That's a good idea. I like that. That's it. That kind of makes me have a bit of a laugh inside when I think about
it. Yeah, okay. So anything. Nothing is off limits. So
no.
You can ask PJ absolutely anything and then hashtag have PJ say. So he'll guide you on all things life.
Yeah.
It may not be good advice or bad advice.
Yeah, it probably won't be good advice, but you know what I mean? Why not? Yeah, it's a good idea. I'm into it.
If you want to go on holidays, you're looking for some holiday advice. I don't know, maybe fashion tips.
Yeah, maybe I need to... Maybe you're wondering how much Viagra you should use when you're on your own. Maybe it could be anything. It could be anything at all. Yeah, I'm into that. Yeah, that's a good idea. I'm into that.
So hashtag have PJ say. So you can tweet us at Dublin Podcast, at PJ Gallagher, at Suzanne Kane FM, or you can email it directly to us. So dublinpodcast@gmail.com. Send us your questions, and then I need to get a good load in. So once we've loads in, we'll come in and do a big block recording, and then I'll chop them up, and then we'll put them out while PJ's off being
stupid
somewhere
else.
Basically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? God, yeah. I'm so fucking starting to get nervous about it. I'm starting to get nervous. Do you know what it is? I just think... Oh, it's one of those things. It's just like the typical Irish thing. Oh, you know, you throw shit at the wall for so long, and you hope for so long someone's going to give you a part or something.
Stick.
One of your ideas will be picked up by somebody or anything. Any of these things. And then one day the world turns around and goes, right here, fucking do that. And you go, and you don't all of a sudden think you're not ready anymore. Do you know that shit?
But this is have notions, really.
It is
this
have
is
notions,
me,
yeah.
Like 3 weeks ago, absolutely shitting myself about the website. And I still do. And... I think, do you know what? Just go with it. Because
I know, yeah. I nearly ruined it on myself already. Though.
Oh, good.
I'm a fucking idiot.
You tell me this like it's new news, though.
Oh, yeah, but this is unlike me. I let myself get crippled with thinking too much about bullshit. So I had to do this fucking screen test, but you had to do it yourself on your phone. So they sent me a script. You had to learn the script and then sort of do it yourself on your phone and send it off. And do you think I did that on time? It was a fucking... weekly hanging over me like a hatchet it was to go and record the stupid
Why
fucking thing.
Why was it a week late? I find that just annoying. Like,
I'm dying. Fuck! You
what did you just do?
Fucking crush me. Fuck that anyway. Oh, that was really sore. That was really fucking sore. Oh, fuck's sake, that's really fucking sore.
That's just made my life. Oh, I can't cope.
Crush me stupid fucking foot. Ow. Fucking hell.
Oh my God.
My heel just hit whatever that lever is. And the whole thing, it's the collapsible lever in the fucking chair. And my whole body weight went down and crushed me stupid bastard foot. I bent it the wrong way around. Oh, God.
Thank you for that.
Oh. There you go. Now, you see, I can't even remember what I was shiting on about now. Typical of me. How can someone hurt themselves doing a podcast? Honest to fucking gee. You know I broke me nose once tying me lace? Do you know that's actually true? Do you know that's an actual fact? I was tying me lace... Back in the 80s, 88, 89.
Back in the 80s,
88 or 89. It was about 14, 15 or something like that. And it was back in the day when you had high-tech runners and you had to pull the, or sneakers for those who aren't of Ireland's origin. No, you had to pull the laces real tight so the two sides met in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
And the lace fucking snapped.
Were they LA gear?
No, it was high-tech.
LA gear were positively continental.
Yeah, snapped, punched myself in the face, broke me fucking nose. And it wasn't until I got to the hospital I realised I was still holding the other half of the lace. Broke me nose. Punched myself in the face as hard as I could and broke me nose.
Did you have to have surgery?
No, I didn't. No,
so
I broke my nose.
That's why your nose is kind of the way it is.
Yeah, it's, look at it. Do you ever see a squishiness?
No, I have that.
Yeah, it's mental.
You, me, and Joanne McNally are the only people
all
who have
squishy
those.
Nose, yeah.
I have no adenoids, but I think it's just my nose is just. It I saved me from some serious traumas over the
it
year,
didn't
though.
Save
that
me
I think
when I smashed myself in the face with a shoelace, but.
But you think it was that was probably when you lost that part of your
I
nose?
Don't know. I don't know. It's been too many
Two
times.
Two of us sitting here holding our noses.
Yeah, too many times.
Sorry, we were talking about you being a week late for, thank God, not a period.
Oh, sending that stupid fucking audition type thing. Yeah, but it just hung over me. Didn't drove myself wild. Then, of course, I sent it. No big deal. As usual, just made something huge in my head. And you know what's hanging over me now?
Go on.
I have to get cleaning products in Lidl. I'm fucking dreading going in. I don't know why. There's some stress after this. Unbelievable. I go to the supermarket every day and buy food. But the whole idea of going and buying these cleaning products, it's terrifying me.
Why?
I don't know why. I don't know. I think I'm going to get confused. And I'm going to buy the wrong shit. And I'm going to spend loads of money on stuff I don't need. And maybe I'm going to have to ask somebody questions and they're going to get all weird with me.
Why go to Lidl to buy them? I don't understand.
Because it's cheap, innit?
Yeah, that's but like there's cheap in Tesco or in Dunnes or whatever.
No, there's not. Not as cheap as Lidl. Lidl's cheap. Have you ever gone in to Lidl with €25? Have you ever done it? Mm. I am not joking you. Go in with €25. It is un-fucking believable what you get for €25.
Yeah, but I'd come
You'll
out with a fucking
a
speedboat, like.
You will. You might.
Do you know, like.
You might come out with, it is actually un-fucking believable. I can get a tray of eggs. Two heads of broccoli. This is a long fucking list, actually. I'm not going to go through the list. But it's on my usual €25 list. But
tray of eggs, two heads of broccoli.
Two heads of broccoli, right? A batch of asparagus, right? Depends on, sometimes you do a deal. It was going out of season maybe or something because I got about 7 or 8 of them last time, right? You can get like a bag of carrots, right? Say 4 or 5 steaks. They do kangaroo steak now at the minute.
I'm all right for kangaroo. If it's too chewy, I don't like kangaroo steak.
And there's this other
for
one.
For the
I can't
man who didn't eat meat a year ago.
I know. Now
kangaroos.
You have me munching down on kangaroo and asparagus. Kangaroo and asparagus. I don't even think you're supposed to eat the two of them together. They're from different ends of the globe. What a world we live
okay.
in. What a world we fucking live in where you can have kangaroo and lasagna
not
on
anymore.
The same plate.
Not anymore. Lasagna.
You can have a lasagna. You can have a lasagna with kangaroo meat in it. That's the world
we
live
in. Oh, sorry, yeah. And then have asparagus. No, I'm saying with Brexit,
that's
I like, wouldn't know when people getting anything.
No,
yeah.
Well, they won't. We'll be all right.
Yeah,
we'll
true.
Be all right. We'll
get
be
our kangaroos.
Kangaroo lasagna. Saying we're delighted that Australia have now joined the European Union.
This
there
is the
room.
The way that the Euro song is going, or whatever it's called, the Eurovision is going. Definitely.
Yeah, but I'm all upset about going into getting things that I'm not used to buying. It's just so stupid. It's
just get the basics. Just get bleach and get like what essentially would be like a Dettol spray for a surface cleaner so you
yeah.
can wipe your
and
surfaces
cleaner,
down.
Yeah,
and a floor cleaner.
Yeah.
Start with your basics and work your way up from there.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do. Don't forget, and that'll probably cost about 42 cents.
It will in
I actually do need to go to Aldi though because they have you know those Ladybird books?
Yes.
So Father's Day is coming up this Sunday, so I can talk about it because it'll have happened and hopefully I've got the bloody thing. But Joey's obsessed with a shed. He's obsessed with sheds, but they have a Ladybird book, you know, like the husband, the shed. You know, they kind of take the piss like the hipster, but one is the shed. So I'm going to go and get him the Ladybird, the shed book.
The shed.
As part of his Father's Day present. So you forget now because he's a dad. I got off that for a while. I didn't have to do because obviously neither of us, our dads are alive. So I didn't have to do
well,
Father's
Day. One of
mine
is because I'm adopted. So there's all
Sorry,
I have a spare.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
I forgot you to spare. Did you buy him Father's Day gift?
No. Do you know something? I never did presents for Father's Day or Mother's Day. I did cards and hellions, but I never did presents. It was something we decided to stay out of.
Okay. I like any opportunity that involves me getting a present back, so if I feel I have to put it down.
See, I find the whole thing hard. Man, I fucking hate family occasions. Jesus!
Really?
There's nothing worse. Have I gone on about this before?
No, I'm taking the piss out of you.
I fucking hate
Why
them.
Why do you hate it so much?
I fucking
though?
Hate it so much. You're dealing with people you spend the whole year avoiding. It's the hardest thing in the world.
I say
to
a family
with.
Wedding that nearly pushes you over the edge.
I swear to God, I've stopped going. I just stopped fucking going. Rather than being the cranky lad that ruins it on everybody, I've just stopped going. I just can't handle it. Why would you do it? Why would you do it?
But get married or invite people?
I think I must have gone through this with you before.
No, you did.
Eating food you don't like. Listening to music you wouldn't listen to, wearing clothes you wouldn't never wear, sitting beside people you've been avoiding all year.
Yeah.
And then it costs you a fortune. How much is it for a wedding? About 500 quid.
Yeah, about 200 quid in a card.
Oh my
Straight
God.
Straight off the bat. And then if you're staying over, like 200 quid, 200, whatever, for the night. And then if you're, like, your hair, or if you need to buy a shirt or a dress or any of that stuff.
Jesus.
And then if you're a drink for the day.
That's too much. It's too much. I'd not see Phil Collins for half the price.
Oh, you went to see Phil Collins.
I haven't,
didn't
no.
You?
He's on.
Oh, sorry, he's coming.
He's on a few weeks.
Isn't he?
Oh, Jesus.
I hope he's able to make it because he had a fall.
Over.
Yeah.
Back on the drink.
Is he?
He is back in the drink. That's official, like.
Was it our very first podcast we talked about Phil Collins and we said, wasn't it? I'm pretty sure our first or our second podcast, we said that if he goes back on tour, we know he's stuck for cash.
Yeah.
And look at him.
And now he's back on tour.
A year and a half later, he's on tour.
And he's not selling very well
is
at
he
all.
Not? He played the Albert Hall, didn't he?
No, he didn't. He pulled out. He pulled out of his London
gigs.
No, he
played one gig.
Oh, did he?
I saw on somebody's Snapchat they were there. Obviously, they legged a free
he pulled
gig.
Out. He definitely pulled out one because he did this whole thing.
That's soon, is it? Then he's playing here.
25th.
Where is he playing? Vicar Street or somewhere?
No, Aviva. The football stadium.
Oh, he's playing in Aviva?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I went to see... Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I went to see Michael Bolton last week.
What?
I went to see...
Did you bring your ma?
No. I brought my friend Mick. The two of us went to see. And we thought, okay, El Mickey Bullets, he'll be a bit of crack, right? Well, yeah, Mickey Bullets will be a bit of crack, right?
I don't know where to go with this.
We couldn't believe, right? We were there going, well, let's go. Why not? I was there, Mick, do you want to go? I have this great friend called Mick, right? He will do anything, right?
Obviously, he went to Michael Bolton with
yeah,
you.
But yeah, he literally do anything. But there's a kangaroo festival. Oh, yeah, I'll give it a look, yeah, why not? Michael Bolton.
That
oh,
is
yeah,
a good attitude to have, though.
Yeah, he'll do anything. I'll be there, there's a fucking dog show that you have to, like, I don't know, stick
like
your hand up a dog's
balls.
Arse together. Oh, yeah, fuck it, she'll long be a minute. He'll go to anything. So, of course, I got free Michael Bolton tickets. I thought, you know something,
did
I love
get
that
them
song.
In work?
Yeah. So I thought, that I love that song.
Did
you know,
have to sell yourself for them?
How can we be lovers if we can't be friends? What a song, right? Honestly, how can we start over when the fighting never ends? How can we make love if we can't make amends? Baby, how can we be lovers if we can't be friends? It's fucking great. It's fucking great, right? It's a hell of a tune. That's all I'm saying. So then we went in and it was the most Dublin thing I have ever seen in my life at the start of the gig, right? First of all, it was half full only, right? So okay. They didn't also.
Where was it?
In the Tree Arena.
The Tree Arena.
Right? So he walks out, right? So at the start, the band are on stage. There's a saxophone player. He's going mad doing the saxophone solos. There's a bass player on, drums, the whole lot. And a couple of women doing the dancey thing, the real cheesy bit either side of the stage doing the ooh, hoo, hoo. You know that shit? Ooh, hoo, 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 hoo. And then you hear his voice. Everybody goes fucking nuts, right? And then he walks out to the stage. He does the first song, which was Stand By Me, which is an unusual song.
Okay.
Right? When the night has come
Benny King.
And the land is free, right? He
dark.
Does all this. I'm fucking dark. What? You don't ruin the fucking story.
Sorry.
And the land is and the moon is the only light. We'll see. Finishes the song, right?
Yeah.
And goes, how are we all doing here tonight? And one voice went, ah, oh, fuck off. It was the most Dublin thing I've ever heard. Just before the scream got in. Ah, fuck off. It was fucking...
Was your friend Mick?
No, it wasn't. No, it was some other lads. No, I have no idea who they were, but it was one of the most...
Brilliant.
It was like, welcome to Ireland, Hill, Mickey Bullets. And of course, it was actually kind of shit. The gig was kind of shit.
Oh, no.
I was really disappointed. And then this woman, in cheek of her, turns around and says to me in the middle of the gig, right? She's laughing. She goes, what kind of a man are you? Coming here with your friend to see a Michael Bolton gig. I was there. A free ticket. You know, I should put me on the spot, made me feel all weird about it. I felt all
you're
weird.
You're sitting there in your Michael Bolton Forever t-shirt. Yeah, going, fuck
yeah.
You.
Saying, you mind your own business, you. I said, I loved you, but I lied. When he said he played that was a bit of crack.
He has got some big tunes, hasn't he, like?
He just played covers. He played loads and loads of covers.
That's what you want. You want this. Because we went
he
to...
He played Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Oh, I love that. That's a great tune.
It wasn't a great gig. It was a weird gig. I have to be honest. It was a weird
but
gig.
But that was what it would strike me as being, as a weird gig. Like, it would be... Michael Bolton would be one of those things that if you were at something and Michael Bolton did a set of a couple of songs that you happened to just be there and then you won't believe we got up and sang a couple of songs, Michael Bolton. That would be the context. I wouldn't purposely bring myself to the Three Arena to watch him. But then again, it's like I went with the girls a couple of years ago and poor Michelle, one of my pals, she was pregnant at the time, so it was insufferable, I can only imagine, for her, because me and Niamh really, really got stuck into the drink that night. I went to see Beyonce and she sang her whole new album. The note, it's like literally I was like,
yeah.
Sing the hits, B. Sing the hits. 120 quid. I didn't even get a free ticket. We bought our tickets. 120 quid for the pleasure of an hour's worth of tunes. I did not know one of them. And I'm like, hit me with Independent Women. Because if you don't, bae, they're like, that's it. It's game, set and match. And the worst thing was I talked it up because I had been to see her in the O2 the year before. I got a ticket with work. And like a couple of us went. And it was such a good gig. I talked the big talk. And then, of course... made my mates go and spend like 120 quid on because I couldn't get tickets for it because it was sold out.
And seeing Beyonce just doing
and then
her
it
thing.
Was like, so we just essentially went to the bar. and like just sat there drinking. Then Michelle had to drive two drunken.
So disappointed.
Yeah.
So disappointed.
Phil Collins
disappoints me.
I hope
Phil
Collins is good. I reckon he sings all the hits. Like, I reckon he gives it against
if
all odds.
He can. He had to do a gig in a chair the other day.
Michelle,
in a fucking chair.
He didn't be dancing around anyway, would he?
But you want him to be doing something.
Do you want
he was wearing a pair of overalls and old man's shoes he was in the picture. And he was walking on stage with a cane.
Did
a
he
fucking
hurt
cane.
His foot, did he?
Huh?
Did he hurt his foot?
Yeah, he's got a bad back. He's fucked. The man is fucked. And then...
What date is that? That's the 11th
of June?
The 25th of June. The 25th of June.
So it's a couple of weeks away, yes. But Jesus, the man is fucked. I hope he can do it. At least Blondie's playing though. Blondie and Mike and the Mechanics are doing the spot.
Are on it?
Yeah.
Mike and the Mechanics, which I had told you in the living years. Gets me every time.
Yeah, well, I prefer Blondie now instead, to be honest with you.
How's Heart of Glass? Heart of Glass. That Blondie now.
Yeah. What
song does Blondie sing?
Still found out. And I had a glass.
Yeah.
You've said that with such confusion in your eyes that
I
actually don't even
is
know
that
myself.
Blondie? Was Blondie or Heart of Glass? Hang on.
Fucking hell. You've actually confused the
you
living
shit. You should know.
Down.
You work for a radio station that plays all that shit music.
I don't listen to anything.
You don't listen to the radio station you work for.
I don't listen to anything.
Fair enough. I don't think anybody does.
I'll be chatting away.
Yeah,
like
Heart of Glass. Phew!
Yeah, so it is your grand.
Jesus. The way you. But no, because you side eyed me there. As
yeah,
if to
you
go.
You confused me. You look so fucking confused.
No, because it was like. I was right.
You looked at me with such confusion in your eyes, I didn't know what was going on. That's her.
I did.
There she goes.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's Debbie. Debbie Harry.
I think my brother used to have a picture of her in as well. So her, Mike and the Mechanics, Wish I Had a Told Him in the Living Years. And then, is he the main event then, Philo?
He is, yeah. He's the gig.
Where is
man,
he
yeah.
playing? What did you say? The Aviva. I'm going to see Coldplay. The second weekend in July,
the
8th.
Did you get tickets to that?
I can't tell you that.
How? I'm fucking going mad looking for tickets
for
that.
You won't get them. You don't have the connections.
How though?
Because I know Chris quite well.
How the fuck did you get tickets for that?
No, I actually, I got them through a family member.
You lying bastard.
I did,
know
I
you're
got
fucking,
them
you've got a sus and
I
you're
got,
not
no,
telling me.
I swear
me.
To God, I genuinely, I didn't even get my...
This
my...
is like speaking to a fucking person in your family that you know is on heroin and they're lying to you about being clean. That's
I
what
am
this
clean,
is like.
I haven't done nothing.
You have done something. You know some. We know someone in common and you're not telling me who
no,
it is.
No, it's not. It's not. I didn't even get my the person I got my tickets from doesn't even live in this country. I got my tickets through the UK.
You're not fucking telling
I
me the
swear,
truth.
I swear to you, that's where I got my tickets. I got my
How
tickets
could
you
through
the UK.
Get them in the UK for an Ireland gig?
Because the person in the UK is coming to Ireland to watch the gig and they got 4 tickets and him and his partner and me and Joey are gone.
You are giving me the heroin story of your life right
I
here.
I am.
I don't
and I'm an
it.
Addict and I just don't care. And you have to call me an addict.
I'm dying to get tickets to that gig.
Yeah,
it's the most impossible gig
is
to get
it?
Tickets for.
I got them quite hard. I just got a phone call saying, do you want to go to see Coldplay? And I was like, yeah, I'd love to go and see him.
And you got 4 tickets?
No, I have 2 for Joey and I, and we're going with 2 people who are coming over for the gig. And actually, do you know what? We were going to make a bit of a night of it.
And no one knew they're good tickets, right? It's not in with the masses. No one knew it's like backstage, some sort of shit.
I think
you'd be
we're
like,
going to the party after, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this makes sense, yeah. Look at you. The big happy face on you. You fucking are too, aren't you?
I don't.
You fucking are.
I don't know.
I can
I don't
see
mind
it. You. Look at you, you heroin face shit.
It's one of those things in my life that genuinely, it's like we talk about this on the podcast that I really sometimes just end up
you
in the weirdest situations.
All the good shit for free. This is something that's been, this is my bugbear with you. It's not my bugbear. I should
no,
be,
there
I should
your
be happy for
me.
You.
Yeah.
I should be happy
not.
For you. I should
You've
be
been a disgruntled
like,
Irish.
Good for you, Suzanne. I'm delighted you got more good free shit. But
I actually said I would pay for my tickets because the person who rang and they were like, do you want to go and see Coldplay? And I was like, yeah. And they went, I think we've tickets for you and Joey. And I went, great. Do you want me to pay you for them? And I'm like, no, it's grand. We haven't had to pay for them yet. But if we do, I'll pay them for their tickets to go and see Coldplay. Obviously, I'm not standing down like in the general population because I don't do gigs like that.
See? I knew it. So they're fancy tickets.
Well, if they're Crow Park, I presume they're in a box.
A box?
Yeah, they're just up in one of the boxes. Like, that's where most people go and watch gigs, don't
no
they?
No fucking is. Most people are down below you, on the ground, queuing for 25 years to get a drink. That's where most people would be.
This is right.
You'll be up the top singing,
pouring drink on people.
Lights will guide you home.
Sing it, Chris.
And everyone else have their back turned, waiting for a point.
Yeah,
not a bother on you.
You missed that bit. It was deadly with my glow. I hope they do the wristbands, the glow wristbands. No, but this is a true story. So, like, I got tickets to go. Like, I love to take that. Like, absolutely love to take that. And I don't know how what happened, but we ended up drinking a lot of alcohol before we went. And then when the tickets were in, there was a champagne bar in Croke Park. And the person we were with kept buying champagne. I don't remember anything of Take That. Like, I had lived to go to that Take That gig. I remember absolutely nothing, to the point that I was put into a car the next morning. I was going to Portugal and, like, literally got to the airport. The driver ran me, I think, in, because I think I couldn't even stand. And I handed, this is nowhere, it was one of the, like, the one of the darkest moments of my life, in a queue for a Ryanair flight to Faro on my own, handed, actually threw my handbag at some man and his children standing beside me, because we've seen what happens when I have a hangover. I have to get sick, and I have to get sick now, that I just went, little hammock, and, like, ran, and then lied on the flight and said that I was scared of flying and that I had turbulence sickness, so I had to go and sit at the galley because I'm so sick. I was, to say, the smell of drink off me was horrendous. But yeah, that was Take That in Croke Park. So I won't be like that at Coldplay, because I've work on Sunday morning. I have to do a telly on Sunday morning.
Oh, I'd love to be going to Coldplay.
I'll tell you all about it. It'd probably be great.
Right, that's great. I can't wait to get the blow by blow account.
Yeah,
I'll obviously
really,
take
really
that once in the Royal Dublin show, the RDS.
Was it? Oh, I went there. Was that
years and years
ago? Yeah, I was
ago.
There. Yeah,
and I remember getting the ticket and thinking, "This is gonna be shit."
It was so good,
and it was one of the best crack nights. It was fucking hilarious.
I love when that happens, though. That when you go to a gig, that you go, you've absolutely no expectations of it, and it's like,
"Oh,
we talked about this
shit
before." And I went to see Prince. I went to see Prince in the UK in the O2, and it was like, it was one of the best gigs I've ever been to in my life. Because when he passed away, I was on the phone to my cousin Christopher, because I went with him, and I was like, "Do you remember we went to see him?" In the O2, when I was over with you, you got tickets. And he was like, "Did we go and see him?" And I was like, "Yeah, it was absolutely deadly." He was like, "Totally forgot." But it was like one of the best gigs I've ever been to in my life. I love when that happens. So,
yeah.
I'll tell you all about it. Tell you all about how great it'll be.
Oh,
maybe Phil will cancel, though.
Who?
Maybe Phil will cancel. You won't get to see him at all.
At this stage, I would actually be happy if it cancelled.
Well, we were trying
it's
to book
a
podcast for that night.
Hassle.
Remember, we were trying to do our podcast that night, but we can't do it because you were going to Phil Collins.
Yeah.
And you were just being precocious.
And you were all upset about it.
Yeah. Because we're just trying to get a podcast sorted out. Nothing more, nothing less. Just trying to get a podcast.
Oh. Fucking door's ringing.
Hello?
That can't be for us.
Hello?
Can't be for us. We're not even allowed in charge of the door.
No, we're definitely not allowed in charge of the door at all. Any other orders of business?
I don't really, to be honest. I sort of melted off so much last week that I don't really have a lot going on. And then, of course, this week I've been so fucking quiet. I'm still in this horrible shit of moving gaff and trying to become a Southsider and not knowing really what's going on.
You won't for a... It'll take...
Finding out how little I own as well, which is a real bit of a pisser. I really don't own anything apart from clothes. And I don't really feel like an adult. Do you ever realise... Do you ever get those moments in your life where you just don't feel like an adult anymore? I got one of those...
I have a lot of sobering moments that I realise I am an adult.
I realise this week I have nothing adult about me in my life. Nothing. I have no kids.
That doesn't make an adult.
Huh?
That doesn't make an adult. Anybody
can
have
a qualifier.
Kid.
I think that's a qualifier, is it?
No, if you just have unprotected sex and someone gets pregnant, doesn't make you an adult.
Well, you're supposed to become one, aren't you?
To be honest with you, I'm still wrestling with that 3 years in, two kids
I
later.
Yeah, well,
so you don't have a kid.
Yeah.
What else don't you have that makes you an adult? You have an adult's car. You have an old man's car.
It's not an old man's car. It's not, like...
That wobbles that you still haven't got fixed.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Jesus Christ.
Joey has a car waiting for you to swap so you can get your car and your wobble fixed. Still haven't got your wobble fixed.
People actually
tweeted about the wobble. I was like, I don't really know what the update on the wobble is. But
yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
the really car hasn't been gone to be fixed yet. Go on. So you've a wobbly big man's old man's
I just
car.
Don't know. Like, I don't know how to do things. It's annoying me that I don't know how to do things. I was saying it on my stand up show that you went to. Like, I don't know how to fix things. I don't know how to get shit done. Like, if a shelf needs to be put up, I have to get a man in. I have to get a qualified man to come into the house and sort shit out for me. I only have hands to stay so my arms don't look ornamental. I don't know how to do anything. I've suddenly dawned on me. I talk shit for a living. I tell jokes for a living.
Yeah, but you get paid for all those things.
I know, but it's like not manly shit. Do you know what I mean?
What manly shit do you want to do? Like, do you want just to...
I want to fix cars and wrestle bears. And I want to be able to, like, have sex with wild wolves.
That's bestiality that'll get you arrested. Or Channel 4 documentary. I don't know which one comes first.
I don't know. It just sort of happens.
Do you want to go to the garage? Do you want to go to Joey's garage and put on some overalls and wander around, chat to the lads and just be all like, oh, birds, scratch yourself and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that?
I think I need to do something like that. But I need to do that. I feel like I'm doing something productive, though. I don't know why I'm just wobbling around and just like,
no, they'll teach you how to fix them.
No, I wouldn't. See, they won't. They'll only be laughing. And then again, I just like don't really know. I just realised, just had this overwhelming feeling that I think, you know something, I think it's probably everybody gets it, that you're just not prepared for life. I saw this picture of me 2 years ago. I showed it to you.
We're here again.
Yeah, I showed it to you 2 years ago and I look young. 2 years ago I look young. Now I look like a banger went off in my mouth.
Oh, you don't.
I fucking do.
You're a lot, as I said to you, and you got all Nancy girly about it. I said to you, you look like bloated, so you think you look a lot younger. And you don't get all girly about this now again, because you just look a bit bloated in the picture. So you think you look younger because you look bloated, but you don't. You look better now because you've been working out, looking after your body and doing all that crap. Like,
oh no, I look older. Definitely older.
Serious body dysmorphia or like face dysmorphia or just dysmorphia.
Face dysmorphia.
I don't know which one it is.
Face dysmorphia.
Are you having like a crisis? Do I need to ring someone?
No.
Because if you have a crisis, I don't have time for crises at the moment. I have to go. You have to go to Lidl and get cleaning products. That's a grown-up thing to do.
Now that I'm doing grown-up shit, I realise I don't like it. I just want to be...
Nobody likes grown-up shit. Yeah. Absolutely. It's so funny. I wrote a piece on SusieSays.com about... the fact of that, like, I get the green-eyed monster and that I'm not that mom. So you, like, if you ever meet parents, right, and I know you don't have kids, but if you're listening and you have kids, you'll meet these parents and they'll say this statement. They'll go to you, I just don't ever remember what it was like before they were in our lives.
Bollocks.
I fucking do. Every fucking day of my life I remember what it was like before my kids were there. I remember what it was like to just run out. Like today, I left the house with just my phone and a key. I don't have two bags. I don't have like a Mickey Mouse bag full of nappies for a 2.5-year-old and everything that he needs in case he has to get changed. And then Hannah, who's 7 months, like... Little ones, they might be the amount of crap that has to come with them to get them moving and get them on the road. It's insane. It's like, I remember all of those things. I remember that Joey and I used to spend all day on a Saturday or a Sunday hungover in bed. We used to argue over who had to go to McDonald's or go to Eddie Rocks and get the food to try and keep us or maintain our level of hangover that we could just about function. And then what we were going to watch. And then the argument was, where are we going to go out on Saturday night again? And then we'd always eventually go on a Sunday afternoon. We'd sneak off for Sunday scoops and just have like a beer. I smoked then. I don't smoke now. I haven't smoked since like I got pregnant the first time round. I remember all of those things. And then you're faced with this woman who's breastfeeding a 14-year-old going, I wouldn't change it. It's not that you wouldn't change it. It's just that it's okay to remember. Like
when
that
shit was easy and convenient.
Everything was easy and you just had to think about yourself and you went to the toilet without an audience.
Oh, God.
You know what it's like going to the toilet with someone standing looking at you? Like, and also my 2.5-year-old.
All men know that feeling.
I suppose, actually. I'm not used to having an audience. My 2.5-year-old little boy is kind of just looking now going, this is not all matching up. What is her deal?
Yeah, what's going on there?
And then
this is a whole different set of instruments.
Exactly. And then obviously because he's 2.5 and he's starting to get like his vocabulary and stuff. So obviously he hasn't made that split between girl and boy. So everybody, because obviously I say to him like, good boy, Oisín, that he just says good boy, everybody. So he hits Hannah on the head. Good boy, Hannah. Boy, hi, baby, Nana. Good boy, mommy. Good boy. I'm like, thank you, Oisín. I'm a girl. Good boy, mommy.
Good boy.
But you don't, just because you remember, it doesn't make you a bad person, but you'll meet people who'll tell you that. That in turn makes you a bad person.
Shy talkers.
Anyway. Yeah,
it's nostalgia though.
Sorry
as well.
About that. No, it's not nostalgia. It's real life. There's nothing nostalgic about remembering what it was like not having...
That is nostalgia.
It's not.
Do you remember the good times, Joey? Do you remember? But if you were back there now, sitting in a bed, hangover, arguing over who's going to get a fucking McDonald's.
Oh, I'd be delighted with life.
You wouldn't. You think you would. You'd be just hungover. Waiting for a fucking McDonald's. It's not as romantic as you remember, I bet.
Oh, no, I don't think it was ever romantic, but it was just easy.
I just mean the whole notion of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I like the notion. I like the remembering. I do, but like, I think people believe that once you birthed a child or you are, you know, you're a parent, that therefore you get some type of amnesia, that you remember that you ever had a life before you became a parent, that you, the only thing you can be is a mommy.
Yeah.
I can do a million things more. Anyway.
Oh, God.
So the most important part of today.
Yes.
Is the fact that other than, well, this will teach you how to be an adult. This is good adulting for you. So hashtag PJ, have PJ say.
Have PJ say, yeah, you ask me any questions and that.
It, like anything. Email us, dublinpodcast@gmail.com. Tweet at dublinpodcast, at Suzanne Kane FM. There's no point in tweeting PJ. I'll be honest, he just doesn't answer.
I do.
Anyway,
I answer subconsciously. I guess I think about it and I let it all go into my head. It's not like ignored. I get it. Yeah, I know. I understand. Yeah. And I do my best. Yeah. It's not.
So have PJ say whatever you want to ask him. Nothing is off.
Off limit.
I'm so excited. I think we'll get a jingle made for this.
Yeah, we should do. Yeah.
Okay. Right. That's episode 73.
Boom, sorry, I'm going to sleep on you this week.
I'm
going to have to get back into the car. Snooze like an elf. Oh, Jesus, I need to tint my windows. Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, apparently that's illegal now as well. You can do fucking nothing.
You can slightly tint them. Just
fucking nothing. You know, your fella told me you can't do it. You can only do the back.
Yeah, but you can't do the front ones.
You see? Try fucking driving the front. You can't drive them.
There's the back and it's fair as well.